with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, June 29th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, last night we had a thrilling Floyd Valley Healthcare Plymouth County Game of the Week. Fourth-ranked Remsen St. Mary's and top-ranked Akron Westfield did battle at Marv Tietel Memorial Field, ended up being the Remsen St. Mary's baseball team that came away with a 3-2 victory, but it took them until the last out to get the winning run across against Akron Westfield.
Looks back to first. Nielsen does hold Wirth on. And the 0-1 to Laux is given a ride. Center field and deep. That chases the center fielder back to the wall. That ball is gone! It's gone! Dayton Laux, it's a 2-run walk-off homer. And the Hawks knock off the number one team in the state.
The walk-off in the bottom of inning number 7 off the bat of Danen Laux, who says he came up to the plate with all kinds of confidence to try and get the job done for Remsen St. Mary's.
I went up to the plate thinking, like, confidence world, no one better than me. I mean, you got to have confidence when you're going up to the plate in a big moment. And I saw that first pitch fastball outside and hit the corner, and I was on it. I was on it all game, and he threw me middle, and I saw the spin, and I just put a good swing on it.
All 3 runs for Remsen St. Mary's in the victory came off at the bat of Danen Laux. He drove in a run in the bottom of the first inning, and then, of course, his 2-run homer in the bottom of the 7th ended up winning the ball game. Akron Westfield got their 2 runs in the top half of the 4th inning off of the bat of Eric Allard. A 2-strike, 2-out, 2-run base hit gave Akron Westfield the lead on what we thought would be for good for the night. However, Danen Laux had other ideas in the bottom of the 7th inning. We had some strong pitching last night as well. Nathan Gaswin, even though he takes the loss, he went 6 2/3, allowing 5 hits, 3 runs, and struck out 12 Hawks in a pretty strong outing. It was for Remsen St. Mary's, Colin Holman going 6 1/3, allowing 5 hits, 2 runs, striking out 6. And Laux actually pitched the final 2 outs of inning number 7, goes 2/3 of an inning, allows no hits, no runs, and strikes out a batter. Remsen St. Mary's defeating Akron Westfield. The two split their regular season series, and if they're going to have a rubber match this season, it will happen at the state tournament at Merchants Park in Carroll. Let's take a look at the rest of the scoreboard from yesterday on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll go to the War Eagle Conference in baseball, continuing there where Galen Catholic picked up their final conference win of the season, defeating Hartley Melvin Sanborn 12-2 in 5 innings. Lots of production all the way up and down the order. Jake Bogan went 2-for-3. He drove in 3 runs. Dylan Pagus 2-for-3, driving in 2 runs. Owen Seavers had a pair of hits and a run batted in as well. And Alex Peters went 1-for-4. He doubled and drove in a run. Ashton Budden was pretty darn dominant. 5 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, and struck out 3 batters as the Jays finish off the conference schedule at 7-3. Also in the War Eagle Conference in baseball, the Hinton Blackhawks defeated Cherokee 5-3. Brogan Lake went 2-for-4 with a run batted in. Brady Dunkel and Reese Stokes each drove in a run as well. Dawson Spies went 1-for-4. He doubled, scored a run. He also threw 2 no-hit, no-run innings, striking out 4 batters in relief. Continuing the War Eagle Conference baseball scoreboard with our last one there, Trinity Christian defeating South O'Brien 5-3. Western Valley Conference baseball, Westwood dropped a 4-inning run rule to Riverside 18-3. And in the MRAC, Sioux City North defeated Lewis Central 7-2. We go to softball in the War Eagle Conference, where the Galen Catholic softball team was a 10-0 winner in 5 innings over Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Kennedy Paulson twirls a 2-hit shutout in 5 innings, striking out 3. Haley Lubin drove in a run going 2-for-3. Grace Kellen doubled going 1-for-2. Also in the War Eagle Conference, Trinity Christian beat South O'Brien 3-2. To the Western Valley Conference in softball, 7th-ranked West Monona shut out Harlan 11-0 in 5 innings. Ridgeview beat Emmitsburg 5-2, and Riverside thumped Westwood 11-1. Finally, in the MRAC, Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson loses a 10-inning contest with 14th-ranked Trainer by a final score of 6-4. All those scores and results from yesterday can be found on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. On Thursday, Lamar's community junior, Charlie Grossenheider, hit a pair of home runs in a sweep of Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln. They were her 10th and 11th home runs of the season, breaking the program's single-season home run record of 9 in 2007, set by Kayla Clary. Grossenheider knew she was getting close when she came up to bat throughout the last week of games. She says that didn't change her approach at the plate, which was just simply looking to get a hit and get on base.
I mean, I just did what I usually do. I was in a little bit of a slump, so I was just trying to put my bat on the ball, and then that's what happened.
And that approach has been consistent all season. She says the secret to her home run hitting is not looking for home runs, but just simply looking to make solid contact.
Usually I just go up there and try to find one that I can hit hard, find a pitch that I can drive, and then just comes with what happens, what comes with that.
Her 11 home runs this season have come up as a bit of a surprise, considering she hit just one as a freshman and doubled that to 2 as a sophomore. Grossenheider says this year's results is due to an off-season of lots of work on some small tweaks to her swing.
Definitely over the off-season, I definitely really focused on my hitting and just getting more consistent. Working on the swing was like the little mechanics that you wouldn't even think about, just little stuff like that.
The Bulldogs softball team has given Grossenheider a way to enjoy her summer for the last few seasons. It's allowed her to also make some great relationships with all of her teammates, and she says their support has meant so much to her in this record chase.
They're just really awesome. They're really supportive. Like, even if I come into the dugout after hitting a home run or a strikeout, like, they're always supporting me and, like, still appreciating me, and they're just really nice, really fun.
The Bulldogs are now 17-13 overall, 14-10 of the MRAC after the sweep of Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln. Just some more sports news that we haven't brought you yet. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association has announced that Joellen Shulton Travis has been inducted or will be inducted in the Softball Coaches Hall of Fame coming up in the next month. You may remember Joellen Shulton as a Lamar's native and a Westmar College alum. Of course, getting married, she became Joellen Travis, in which she was an outstanding softball coach with the Trainer Cardinals. She led Trainer to the state championship in 2012, finishing the season with a record of 29-4 and winning the state title over Des Moines Christian. Travis began coaching Trainer in 1992 and finished with a coaching record of 524 wins and 243 losses in 20 years with the program. Travis will be inducted into the Iowa Girls Coaches Association Softball Hall of Fame at the IGCA's All-Star Games coming up on Saturday, July 27th. They will be taking place at Waukee High School. The induction will take place between the 6 and 8 p.m. games on July 27th. Congrats to Lamar's native and Westmar College alum Joellen Shulton Travis on being inducted in the Iowa Girls Coaches Association Softball Hall of Fame. Also wanted to pass along earlier this week, Major League Baseball has announced the umpiring crews for the 2024 All-Star Game. They include Marcus native Bruce Dreckman. He'll be umpiring first base in the 2024 Midsummer Classic. That'll be happening in Arlington, Texas at Globe Life Park. This is the second All-Star Game that Bruce Dreckman has umpired. He also umpired the Midsummer Classic in 2010. So congratulations to Marcus native Bruce Dreckman on his post as the first base umpire for the 2024 All-Star Game. Taking a look at the sports schedule for today, well, it is bone dry. No baseball or softball happening this weekend around Plymouth County. Of course, the regular season will be winding down here around the 4th of July, and then the postseason gets started for Class 1A and 2A baseball a week from today. Saturday will be district quarterfinal day around the area, so not too many weekend tournaments happening at this point in the season. For more sports news, including scores, interview clips, and much more, be sure to log on to our website. That's KLAM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news at KLAM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.